Hello?
Hello, my name is Brandeja. Return to your call. How may I help you?
Yeah, I was calling because I had a charge of $67.32 on 1210, and it gave this number as a reference, and I don't know what that charge was for.
Yes, ma'am. I'll be more than happy to assist you with that. May I have your zip code?
85935.
85935. And may I have your first and last name?
Kim Driscoll.
Okay, Ms. Driscoll, can I get you to verify your address for me?
8472 Eagle Point Road, Pine Top, Arizona.
Give me 1 second while I pull up your account. Maybe just on the second, ma'am. Okay, ma'am. It looks like on the 4th of December,
right,
you paid $5.74 for a sweepstakes.
Right, right.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, no, I did authorize that charge, but then I didn't read any fine print that said there would be any more charges, so I didn't know what the other charge was for.
Yes, ma'am. It's the other charge came from that sweepstake that you did and the fine print, like you just said.
There wasn't any fine print, though. All it said was do the survey, and that, because I even looked back to that original email because I thought, huh, what is going on? And I couldn't find anything that said anything else about additional charges, so that's why I'm calling.
Yes, ma'am. It was in the terms and conditions on that page way at the bottom. They was going to enroll you into our Factory Direct Savings Club. It gives you a membership that you have to pay every month. But with that membership, you also get a $125 gift card to use at that store online.
Can I just cancel it? I don't want to pay something every month.
Yes, ma'am, you surely can. Go ahead and do that for you right now.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, I went ahead and canceled your account, so you won't receive any more charges out of your account.
So what about the 1210 charge, the 6732?
Unfortunately, ma'am, it's a valid charge, so I wouldn't be able to do anything. But as a courtesy, I can give you 35% of that charge back.
When you say that charge is gives you some other credit, I don't see any other communication, so I guess I'm not clear on that.
It should be in your spam. It could be in your spams or your junk file. But if you don't see it in there, I can give you an email to email, and they'll send it to you.
And So what can you do for the 6732? You can do something there or no?
I can give you 35% of it back.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. Okay, ma'am, I went ahead and refunded you 35% of it back. So just be looking for 2356 to be back into your account in 3 to 5 business days, depending on your bank, whoever you bank with.
Mm-hmm. And there shouldn't be any more charges then going forward.
No, ma'am, it's not.
Okay. And then what about the, because I haven't seen anything else come through.
Give me 1 second and I'll give you that email so you can receive
okay.
that gift card.
Okay.
I'm just trying to notate your account real quick.
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am.
Mhm.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to send them an email to have your email back out to you.
Mhm.
Yes, ma'am. And you should receive that today, later on today, if not in the next couple minutes.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, thank you for your help.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Yep.